You will agree with me that a door has been opened in heaven this very, very moment. And the Lord is gathering His people through that door so that they can behold that same thing that the Apostle John saw in the book of Revelation chapter 4. I'll read briefly Revelation chapter 4 verse 1. After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven. And the first voice which I heard, as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, "Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter." And immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon like jasper and a sardis stone. And there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like an emerald. And round about the throne were 24 elders. And upon the seats I saw 24 elders, you know, sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of pure gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings, thunderings, voices, and there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. Praise God. And before the throne, there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne, around about the throne, were 4 beasts full of eyes before and behind. The first beast was like a lion. The second beast was like a calf. The third beast had the face of a man. And the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the fourth beast had each of them 6 wings about, and they were full of eyes within. And they rest not day and night, saying, "Holy, holy, 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 O God Almighty, which was, is, and is to come." Praise God. Because of time, I'll just stop there. Hallelujah. The first thing to notice is John was taken through this door into the heavens, or we can call it into the spirit, or we can call it into the invisible. And this was what he beheld as he passed through that door. We must understand that this is an elevated state of consciousness. Elevated state of consciousness that God has come to restore to us this very day. The kingdom of heaven, God's kingdom, anything that is God is only found by those who are spiritually you reason or are awake to perceive the things of the Spirit, or to see into the invisible. We must understand the invisible is the real world. The invisible or the spirit, like Paul would call it, these are terms that Paul used as the spirit. So to the spirit, walk in the spirit. He's talking about the invisible. See, the spiritual world is the real world. And reality, it is not invisible. It's only invisible to the natural carnal mind that has been darkened by the lies of this age. The same way you walk and operate in this natural realm, in likewise manner, in the invisible and in the spiritual world, there is life, there is activity. Praise God. You can notice that John the Apostle saw seven lamps of fire burning before the throne. Seven lamps of fire burning before the throne. Without those seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, there is no way John would have beheld that sight. In other words, the only way we can behold him that seated on the throne is only by the seven spirits of God, which are those seven flames of fire burning before the throne. Now, the throne of God and God's presence is everywhere. God is, you know, closer to you than your breath. God is present within and without, is everywhere. He filleth all in all. But the darkened mind, the darkened consciousness, those who are not illumined by the seven spirits of God, can in no way be consciously aware of that throne of God, of that presence, that eternal presence, that glorious presence that John the Apostle saw in the book of Revelation chapter 4. Praise God. So we have to go up hither, come up hither. See, come up hither from the dust. Come up hither from the earth. Come up hither from our humanity and pass through the door. Christ Jesus says, I am the door. Praise God. We just have to awaken spiritually and, you know, put on the eyes of the lamp, which is the eyes, which are the seven spirits of God that, you know, burn constantly before the throne. They are constantly there burning. See, but to behold this beautiful sight, we must begin to operate by those seven spirits of God. And this is the gift of God to the whole of humanity today. Jesus Christ told the disciples, go to Jerusalem and tarry, and you shall receive the gift from on high. What is the gift of God? The gift of God is this spirit of God, is the seven spirits of God. Praise God. That is why in the book of Revelation chapter 5, those seven spirits were converted into a lamp which had seven eyes upon it. Seven eyes and seven horns upon it. Revelation chapter 5 verse 6, it says, and I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamp, as it had been slain, having seven horns, seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. Praise God. See, John the Apostle had seen a book, a sealed book, in the hand of him that sits on the throne. A sealed book. The book was sealed with seven seals. See, and there was nobody worthy to open that book in earth, on earth, anywhere. And John wept. Praise God. That book, like we know, represents you and I today. That book has been sealed. Sealed in our descent in Adam. It has been sealed with seven seals. The antitype of darkness. So when a book is sealed, you can't see the contents of the book. You don't know what is inside that book. Many people walk this life without knowing the contents, who they truly are, what they have within them. Praise God. But today is the day of the manifestation of the Son of God, the apocalypse of the Son of God, the unveiling of the Son of God, the unsealing of the Son of God, so that that light personality within us can come forth and rule and reign as it was ordained from the foundation of the world. So our books have been sealed. We've been sealed, you know, with the seal of darkness. Praise God. But thank God, the Lamb of God, who is also the Lion of the tribe of Judah, has been found worthy to open this book. And the books are presently open today because the seven spirits of God, which are the seven eyes of the Lamb, have been sent onto the earth to redeem us. It is by these seven spirits of the Lamb, which is the Spirit of God, that the unsealing takes place. Praise God. And all this is happening presently today. There is an unsealing taking place. Constantly taking us from glory to glory, elevating us from one level to another every day, and causing us more and more to behold that spectacular sight which John the Apostle saw in the book of Revelation chapter 4. Praise God. The seven spirits of God are sent to redeem us from the earth, to redeem man from the earth, man that has transgressed and descended, you know, and has lived ever since as a terrestrial creature, living by sight, living according to the, in relation to the elements, beggarly elements of this world. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. So without those seven spirits, there's no way a man can return back to behold that spectacular sight. Hallelujah. If you look through the book of Revelations, you always note a company of people, innumerable, that stand before the throne of God in white. Hallelujah. White, worshiping the Lord day and night, serving him day and night. Hallelujah. These are the ones that have been redeemed from the earth, redeemed from among the nations, redeemed from tongues, from nations, from people who are languishing in a transgression, who are languishing in vanity. These ones have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb and by the seven eyes of the Lamb, which is the Spirit of God. These ones have been redeemed, and they do stand before the throne of God, serving the Lord day and night. Hallelujah. John the Apostle saw before the throne four beasts. Four beasts with eyes all over them. A lion, an ox, an eagle, yeah, and a human face. These were four creatures having these faces, and they had eyes all over them, and they had wings. Each of them had six wings, and they had what? Eyes all over the wings. And these ones, they do not cease day and night. They are always praising the Lord day and night, worshiping the Lord day and night. You see, in the past we made images, figures of cherubims. See, images of angelic beings that are somewhere in the sky worshiping God day and night. See, but this actually talks about the elevated state, the elevated consciousness that the redeemed of God attain to, because this one stand constantly before the throne and they behold the glory of the Lord day and night. And this one serve the Lord day and night and joy in his presence day and night. They see nothing but the glory of God. These are the ones that are completely illumined. Praise God. Do you know that there is nothing but God? Do you know there is nothing but the glory of God? He fills all in all. He's walking day and night. His presence filleth all. And his beautiful, presence of bliss covers all in all. But people go about fighting one another, fighting over doctrines, fighting over beliefs, conflicts on the earth, for gain of the earth, for control of resources. People living in fear and torment day and night, and all the injustice and wickedness and spiritual wickedness we see reigning in the world today is simply because men have, their eyes of understanding have been darkened, so that they do not behold him that sits on the throne. They do not behold the majesty of the King. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. All we need is just to stand in his presence. All we need is to rediscover ourselves standing in his presence. Before the Almighty God. Before the invisible presence of the King. That's all we need. Praise God. So the regenerative power of the Spirit of God causes us to be awoken and consciously aware of that invisible presence. That is why you have the eyes all over the body of the four beasts. The four beasts talk about the human nature. It talks about, how do I put it? The inner part of us, the characteristics of our inner man. You could call it your emotions, your desires. Everything now begins to see the Lord and nothing but the Lord and the Lord alone. Praise God. Your eyes of understanding are so become so illumined that you see that presence day and night, and you are worshiping him day and night. Praise God. Then you can say like the psalmist, one thing have I asked of the Lord, that I may remain, dwell in his temple and remain there, and to behold his glory all the days of my life. Oh, praise God. You can start to behold that glory now as you receive the seventh spirit of God, which is the spirit of God. It's celestial understanding, spiritual wisdom, lifting us up from Mary clay, from the earth, back into the spirit where we belong, back into the invisible where we belong. Praise God. Like I said, we call it invisible simply because in our descent, these are things that we are all forgotten. But in reality, the invisible is real. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So we must receive the seven spirit of God.
Hallelujah.
Like we know of the 144,000 that were redeemed from the earth.
Praise God.
John the Apostle, later on in the book of Revelations, chapter 14, talked about 144,000 standing upon Mount Zion. Oh, praise God. And before this 144,000 was a lamp. The lamp of God. And of course we know that the lamp of God had the seven spirits of God upon it. It had the seven eyes. This 144,000, we are led to the peak of Mount Zion by this little lamp. And these are the ones that have been redeemed from the earth, redeemed from the, you know, vanity living, redeemed from the carnal dimension where there is no knowledge of God. These ones have been redeemed and taken, elevated, and you know, they stand upon Mount Zion. And these ones now taste of the perfection that they are in God. These ones now bear the nature of God. They realize themselves walking in the nature of the Father, because they have a new name written upon them. Oh, praise God. These ones are before the throne of God day and night, serving the Lord day and night. And they no longer hunger, they no longer thirst. They no longer suffer the horrors and the torments that men suffer, because they are redeemed from the earth. These ones live by the seven spirits of God. They live by the eyes of the lamp. Praise God. The eyes of the lamp is what leads them back to their pure, immaculate state, by which they are known of God the Father. Oh, hallelujah. These are the ones that stand before the throne of God and worship the majesty of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. These ones are consciously awoken, and they are the ones that can say in their heart of hearts that the earth and the fullness thereof belongs to God. They become consciously aware of the truth. Praise God. Because they are redeemed by the seven spirits of God. Hallelujah. This is this thing that we need today to exercise ourselves in. This is the gift that God has given us today, so that we can once more understand the truth. Somebody will say, what is the truth? The truth is the invisible. Oh, praise God. The truth is that which has been before the lie. Hallelujah. And we know that that which is formed, that which is natural, that which we see in this world, came out of that which is invisible. So we must return back to the, you know, the origin of all things, which is the truth. Praise God. The only way we can escape the corruption that is in this world, the only way we can, you know, escape the tribulation that is in this world, is by receiving the seven spirits of God. It's by being led by the eyes of the lamp. This is the eye of the Spirit. Hallelujah. The eyes of the lamp, it sees only the invisible. The eyes of the lamp, which are the seven lamps of God, see only him that is seated on his throne. Hallelujah. If your eye sees any other thing apart from him that is seated on the throne, you are beholding vanity. They don't exist.
Praise God. Hallelujah. That's why Paul says that our eyes must be focused. Focused. In heaven, at the right hand of God, where Jesus seated and rules and reigns. That is where the eyes of the saint should be focused, in the invisible. Oh, praise God. The eyes of the Lamb sees only the invisible. It only sees that invisible presence of the Father. And that is all that he ever needs. Hallelujah. The eyes of the Lamb does not see or recognize any man after the flesh. You know, Jesus Christ himself operated by the eyes of the Lamb. Praise God. Jesus did not operate by that natural understanding that he received with his natural birth. He did not operate by the understanding that he received from the rulers of this age. He did not operate by the understanding that he received from his mother, from his father, from the scribes and the Pharisees, from religion, from the beliefs of men, from the thoughts and concepts and all the intelligence of men. Jesus Christ never walked by that. Because all that is what is darkness. Praise God. But from the moment he received that Holy Ghost, from the moment he received the baptism from above, the Spirit of God from above, from the moment he was baptized into that cloud, you know, many people are not aware that that dove that descended was actually a cloud. It was a glory cloud of God descending as a dove. Hallelujah. From the moment Jesus Christ received that, he started to walk by the eyes of the Lamb. All he could see was the Father and the God, the Father's kingdom, the Father's world. All he could see was that thing that John saw beyond the door. That is the awoken consciousness. That is the real world. Hallelujah. And that thing that Jesus Christ saw over 2,000 years ago is the same thing that is seen this very day. It never changes. He sees that same face and he serves that same face day and night. He joys in the presence, the bountiful presence, immeasurable presence of the one that sits on the throne. Hallelujah. It's something that never passes away. Jesus Christ, while operating with the seven eyes of the Lamb, he did not recognize his mother. He did not recognize his brethren. He knew no man after the flesh. But he only saw that thing which the Father saw. He only saw the brethren that were gathered with him around the throne of God. That is why in one of those meetings, they walk up to Jesus and they say, Jesus, look, your mother, your brethren, they are outside waiting for you. Hallelujah. Of course, he was not distracted. He said, who is my mother and my brethren? He pointed to the disciples. They are the ones who are standing here with me before the throne of my Father. They are the ones who remain here with me in eternity, beholding this spectacular sight, beholding that eternal presence, that one that sits upon the throne. Those are my brethren. Those are my mother and my father and my sisters. Praise God. There's a lesson here to learn. Because in reality, that which is real and that which is eternal is only that which stands before that throne. If we have brethren
brothers, sisters, mothers, and whatever, they can only be real as they walk in the light, as he is in the light. Praise God. You know, the brothers and sisters of John, of Jesus, didn't believe in Jesus initially. But later on in the Bible, later on in Acts of Apostles, later on, you can see that they were converted later. So because some of them tarried with the disciples and waited to receive the Holy Ghost. You could see some of them, they were later on converted. And maybe the mother also was converted. At that point in time, yes, Jesus could have said, "These are my brethren and these are my brethren," because they stand in the light. Praise God. So we must receive the eyes of the lamp. It's the eyes that see only the Father. It sees only that which is spirit. Oh, praise God. When we put on the eyes of the lamp and walk in the spirit, it is by this we can escape the corruption that is in this world. It is by this we can escape the corruption that weakens men and causes a sense of, you know, annihilation, continuous annihilation from the presence of God. See, when Peter talks about the corruption that is in this world, what is he talking about? He's not just talking about, you know, the physical decomposition of the natural body. He's also talking about the, how do I put it, the defiled nature of the natural man. The defiled nature. The wickedness, the uncontrollable venom that flows out of the depths of a natural man. Jesus Christ says, out of a man flows wicked thoughts, lusts, jealousies, hates, blasphemies, gluttonies, greed, lies, slanders, murderers, mothers, gossips, pride, all these things flow out of the natural man of the earth, and it defies him. It defies him. Praise God. And the natural man is helpless because he does not see the truth. The eyes of his understanding is darkened, so that he walks in relation to things that are not. Hallelujah. Now look at the nations of the earth that go to war. I am of an African origin. Now if you look at the African countries and you see how they fight over some kind of resource that is under the ground, some fight over oil that is under the ground. You see that in Nigeria now. Tribal, you know, disputes, wars, the fight over resources, natural resources under the ground. Fighting for ownership. I own it, it's ours. No, it's yours, now it's ours. No, we have the right. You see the same thing happening in Liberia, in Congo, Sierra Leone. See it, hacking to death children, maiming children, cutting off their hands, their legs, their tongues, their ears. See, you see some countries, bigger countries like America, invading other countries. And all this will go on and on. It has never, you know, it will never end. Dispute over religious sites. Some say this is the holy site of God. Some say this is the holy site of God. And all this confusion and problem and hate, racism and, you know, how do I put it? You know, people think that racism is only limited to white and black. But it's a lie. See, go to Africa and you see that even racism among tribes, you can call it tribalism. All this talks about the corruption that is in this world, wickedness, hate. See, and as long as a man is not illumined by those the seven spirits of God, he's subject to vanity, and this is the result. Constant worrying for resources. See it. You see, an impure heart. Praise God. And that corrupt nature, that defiled nature of man, cannot behold God. Praise God. You see, that is why people are tormented when they hear anything God. People are tormented when they behold something that is of God. People are tormented simply because their conscience is defiled. See, Adam begins to shrink away from God. God says, Adam, who told you you are naked? Who told you you are naked? And he continues to withdraw and withdraw and withdraw away from the presence of God. God never drove Adam away. God never cast Adam into hell. It was his defiled conscience that drove him away. Why? Because he stopped living by the seven eyes of the Lamb, which is the eye of the Spirit. Adam started to live by the eye of that thing that crawls on the dust, which is the carnal mind. And the carnal mind is simply Satan, that is the serpent. It sees only a world that is temporal. It sees a world that is not real. It causes man to stray away from the truth. Praise God. But we must put on the eyes of the Lamb now. The hour has come now to begin to walk in the Spirit, to receive the eyes of the Lamb and let the eyes lead us back to that presence. Hallelujah. Where we can once more stand before that invisible presence with shouts of joy. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is the redemption that God is giving us today. He's not shifting us to another place somewhere in the sky. But he's working right now within you, within I. Giving us celestial understanding, causing us to comprehend the invisible, causing us to recognize that I am always present. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. When a man is awoken to that conscious presence of God, and once a man realizes his oneness with God, that I, the Father, am one with the Son. That all that I have is mine. It's all that I have is yours. Everything that the Father has is mine. The earth and the fullness thereof belongs to the Lord. And all that the Lord has is mine. Hallelujah. Once you enter into God's presence and begin to partake of this immeasurable love that knows no bounds. Immeasurable love that knows no limit. Then you become still once more. Then you realize that perfect peace that surpasses all understanding. Praise God. Hallelujah. Even though things are moving and shaking upon the earth, things are being taken away from men, you know, things are being shifted in the natural and moved in the natural, because we know there is always a shaking. For the Bible says that I will shake the heavens and the earth once more. See, when the shaking occurs, it's only that which is in the spirit. It's only that which operates by the eyes of the lamp that is unmovable. It remains eternally. It can't be shaken. That which is taken away is only that which is outside the light. See, John the Apostle says that the world passeth away. The world passeth away is a continuous process. We're talking of the natural. We're talking of the formations upon the earth. It's passing away constantly. But those that do the will of God abide forever. Now, what is the will of God? The will of God is that you receive the eyes of the Lamb and allow the eyes of the Lamb lead you back to your first estate, lead you back unto God, lead you back unto that oneness that you had with God in the beginning. Hallelujah. So that you can once more stand before His presence with shouts of joy. That is what the will of God is. He wants you to loosen yourself from the corruption that is in this age. Loosen yourself from the lies of this world. And take a hold of your true identity as the Son of God. It's only as the Son that you can pass through that door. Only as the Son that you can realize that presence. That invisible presence with shouts of joy. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. It's those that stand before that eternal presence have a peace and a stillness that you cannot express with words. Hallelujah. You know, when the waves were shaking, while Jesus Christ stood upon the sea, He was demonstrating that He was before that presence. See, when you stand before that presence, there is no rough sea, there is no raging sea. All you see is just a crystal clear sea. Hallelujah. Nothing can move or touch your peace, because you are always with the Father. You see only the Father. The Father will take care of me. The Father will sustain me. Hallelujah. Men might leave you. See, your relations or what you thought were your relations after the flesh, some might pass away after the flesh. All these things will leave you. But there's only one thing that remains. That is the Father, that presence. Hallelujah. The eyes of the Lamb sees the Father. He sees that presence. That's all he saw. He sees. Oh, praise God. So as Jesus Christ stood upon the raging seas, in reality He was just seeing a perfect steel, crystal clear sea as a glass. See, it was the disciples that recorded the incidents that were actually seeing a raging sea. So once you operate by the eyes of the Lamb, everything is still. Nothing ever changes. Everything is beautiful. Everything is love. Everything is glitz. Nothing changes. Praise God. But when you live by the natural comprehension of man, being ignorant of the truth, is then we are tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. Praise God. Tossed through by, you know, beliefs of men. Tossed through by, you know, forecasts, prophecies, and all these things of men. But Christ has come to give us stillness, peace. Hallelujah. Peace that surpasses all understanding. Peace. So that when men can see you, when men see you, they shall know that of a truth you are an offspring of God. They shall smell, they shall recognize your peaceful presence. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, Isaiah speaks about, you know, the glorious end that God is bringing about in his people in these last days. Isaiah chapter 11 from verse 1, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom, understanding, the Spirit of counsel, might, and the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Hallelujah. These are the seven spirits of God. Hallelujah. And he shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. Hallelujah. And let's go down. I want to show you something fast because we don't have time. Verse 6, Isaiah 11 verse 6, the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatlings together, and a little child shall lead them, and the cow and the bear shall feed. Their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockroach's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the water covereth the sea. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are you listening? And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign for the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. Praise God. Now Isaiah starts off here by talking about a root, a rod out of the stem of Jesse. A branch shall grow out of his roots, and upon this branch shall rest the seven spirits of God: the spirit of understanding, might, counsel. Praise God. It's all about the spiritual, celestial wisdom of the Lamb. Praise God. You better recognize that the Lamb personality is within you. The Lamb is within us. See, but that Lamb personality was slain as we were, as we entered into this world, as we were indoctrinated, induced, programmed to walk according to this age. Now, God did not program any man to do that. Well, all these things happen as we find ourselves in the natural body, find ourselves born into this world. We were indoctrinated, introduced into another system. We were introduced into a system in outer darkness. And as a result, the Lamb, which is the immaculate pure nature that we had in God from the foundation of the world, was slain. We didn't recognize that there was a lamp on the inside of us. We didn't recognize that we have a father. We didn't recognize anything about the truth, about our real world. See, and we went about walking, in the darkness, according to the course of this age. But the Lord is saying today that a rod shall come out of the stem of Jesse. It's a branch, a righteous branch. And upon this branch shall rest the seven spirits of God. Praise God. That branch is coming out of it's talking about the seed of Christ within us. It's talking about the branch which is Christ within us. Hallelujah. This is the one that lives by the seven spirits of God. Celestial wisdom, celestial understanding. See, it is that wisdom, that spirit, those seven spirits that distinguish this branch from the other branches. Oh, hallelujah. This is the coming of Christ, the coming of the Messiah, the coming of the chosen one of God within us. It's the awakening of the Son of God from the dead. The Son of God was sleeping. The Lamb was slain. So, but now the time has come to unseal the books. It's happening right now. The books are being unsealed continuously as we hear these messages. Hallelujah. And the Lord is restoring that harmony, that state of perfect peace and stillness, where the wolf and the lamb can fit together, where the bear and the lions and the ox and the young children and the serpents and everything work in harmony. It talks about everything in us being subject to Christ, becoming once more in harmony with Christ. No more violence within us. No more worry within us. Where we can realize pure righteousness. Where we are aligned totally with the will of God. No more rebellion. No more self-will. These are the ones that have overcome. Total overcomers. They walk in the peace of God. Hallelujah. Peace. In harmony. Everything is beautiful. The water covering the sea, you know, as the water covering the sea, so shall the knowledge of the Lord be. Hallelujah. Why? Because these ones are illumined with the eyes of the lamp. Then they now become consciously aware of that invisible presence. And like I said, he is everywhere. He feels all in all. God is all in all. It's everywhere. Lift up that stone, is there. Underneath the sea, is there. Descend spiritually into hell, is there. Everywhere. He feels all in all. And his presence can never leave. Hallelujah. That which causes man to lose sight of the presence is the darkness of this age. The darkened understanding. Praise God. But as we receive the seven spirits of God, once more we can bear fruit. And once more we can stand in that stillness at the knowledge of God. We become intertwined in his presence. We now begin to flow in his love and in his presence. Praise God. And the Gentiles shall recognize this sign. They shall see this peace in you, and they shall know of the truth. These are the offsprings of God. It's all about receiving the Spirit of God. It's all about exercising ourselves to be led by the Spirit of God. Praise God. No more by the spirit of man. Cease from man is the word in this hour. Isn't that what Isaiah says? Cease from man. It means cease from the spirit of God, of man. Cease from the carnal wisdom of man. And begin to put on that celestial wisdom and live by that wisdom, for it is life. This is your peace and your joy and your salvation throughout all eternity. Amen.